Daniels, if you please. Why'd you knock me to my knees? I can handle it, though. I'm used to dealing with a throbbing head. I learned to tolerate high levels of alcohol in the many years I spent south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Yeah, we going south of the border. You should be able to get a quart of tequila for 75 cents down there. Me and this guy, Choo Choo Gonzalez, I mean, when I was down there, we used to get drunk. I mean, we get drunk. Yeah. I remember one time, we was at the funeral home. He worked at a funeral home. And we sitting around there. We both had us a bottle of tequila. We're drinking that thing right out of the bottle. Well, I don't even know if I can tell you because you won't respect me. You won't respect me. But it was the booze. It wasn't us. We were sitting there giggling about it. Well, there was a couple of them there that wasn't too bad looking. All I can remember is this much. We was talking about it, me and Choo Choo. And we're sitting there in the mortuary. There were a couple of women there, and we were just joking, I swear to God. But we didn't talk about it. And that's all I remember. Because the next day we woke up, we were in a stinking Mexican jail. And none of the jailers would talk to us. Nobody would tell us nothing. Except every now and then they'd look at us and go, you disgusting pigs. And they'd spit through the bars at us. Finally, one of the jailers came up and said, I can't believe you two men would do that. I said, tell me this much, buddy. How did we get caught? It was late at night. The doors were locked. We was all alone in the mortuary. How did we get caught? He said, because you stupid gringo. Hapadugagging there wasn't enough. We caught you at a drive-in movie.
Now this calls for a celebration.